They ran in remembrance 1 year after the largest single attack on the gay and lesbian community in U.S. history killed 49. Hundreds gathered in an Orlando park to run and remember the victims. Barbara Palma was the owner of Pulse Nightclub where the shooting occurred.
What's different over the last year is everything. Everything is different. Everything you do every day is different. Your heart is forever changed. Your life is forever changed. Your whole direction of life is changed.
At 2 a.m., 29-year-old Omar Mateen entered Pulse Nightclub with an assault rifle and began shooting, killing 49 people and wounding 53. Mateen, who had a history of mental instability, had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. The horrific violence of that night deeply scarred all segments of Orlando society. 15-year-old Madeline Ward lived across the street from Pulse and has nightmares about what she saw and heard that night.
And it's really just opened my eyes, showing me that we need to love everyone because it's not, this is like, we're a bunch of different groups of people and we might all be different, but we're all the same in that we're human beings and we need to respect each other no matter who we love.
A year on, Orlando is a community that has come together. At a memorial featuring the Orlando Gay Chorus, a diverse group honored those lost. Dan Jones says the chorus is here to share a message of love and unity with all.
What the shooter was trying to do was destroy the LGBT community, and what he did was brought the LGBT community together, but also built bridges with other communities that we didn't have those bridges with before.
Those bridges have been on display at events during the past week. Last Saturday, Go Big Tees offered free t-shirts, food, and hugs in support of the LGBT community. Hundreds turned out for the food and to tie-dye their own t-shirts. Owner Hannah Zuck says the idea was to gather in love and support for all affected by the tragedy.
I think our community has grown together more, and it's been so beautiful to see the way everyone has unified and supported each other in the healing process.
Pulse Nightclub has never reopened after the tragedy. Today it is a memorial to those who died. A place where people can stop by, leave a memento, and reflect.
It's a ring that was in a bag my sister bought for my birthday.
People like Mary Kelly and Taylor Caldwell.
We came here today because, at least for me, I'm really big in the LGBTQ community. And even if I wasn't, I think it would still come just because something like this should never happen. And
they're right. Love conquers all.
It does. And I think the more people that we can draw here just shows that.
Yeah.
Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Orlando, Florida.